Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
People always ask me, am I afraid? Do I get scared when I'm sailing? And the answer is yes. When things go wrong at sea, they go wrong really fast. There's nothing more terrifying than not being able to communicate.
I like to go as far away as I can. I am able to go hundreds of miles in a day and a weekend. I feel guilty because I don't want to cause anxiety for anybody. If I go out where there's no reception, I may as well be on the moon.
The Everglades are 3.8 million acres, and there's a lot of the area we run in that I don't have signal. It puts everybody in a high-stress situation, not knowing what's going on and being able to communicate.
When I'm out in nature with my kids, I worry a lot, like a mama bear would.
When you're out far enough from being able to get help quickly, it crosses your mind a little more.
Raising bison is a very dangerous job.
If John's injured out there, my biggest concern is how to get a hold of somebody, you know, because we don't have cell reception.
Communications can be a matter of life or death. When those communications break down, there's a bit of anxiety. If you don't hear from me by 3 o'clock, then you need to start the process of looking for me.
Everybody, how you doing? I hope you're all happy to be here like I am. Feeling good? Thank you to the SpaceX team and Elon for welcoming us all to Starbase for this big announcement. I have to tell you, 2 months ago, I gave a little preview of this without a lot of people knowing that I did. I foreshadowed it during the announcement of our latest Un-carrier move at T-Mobile that we call Coverage Beyond. And I told the public then that T-Mobile's mission as a company, our corporate mission, is to be the best in the world at connecting customers to their world. And that groundbreaking move, Coverage Beyond, was all about connecting people beyond the reach of us, of our cellular network. With that move, we became the first company of our kind worldwide to offer ubiquitous global cellular high-speed data built right into our most popular plan, 220 countries around the world connected to cellular partners that we have. And we announced that we'd connect you when you're on your way by partnering with all the major airlines in the United States for built-in Wi-Fi for the entire flight at no extra charge. That was Coverage Beyond. And tonight, we're taking things together with our new partners at SpaceX, a huge giant leap forward, because tonight we are announcing a technology alliance that we call Coverage Above and Beyond. And it It's big because it is about solving the biggest pain point in the over 40-year history of our industry. This partnership has a vision that is the end of mobile dead zones. Listen, this is a big pain point. Our country is vast. In fact, it's the fourth largest country in the world by landmass. There are 500,000 square miles uncovered by any cellular network. And this is important. It's important for safety. It's important for connectivity with the people we love. It's important for people in rural areas, for first responders, for sports people like the people in the video. But honestly, it's important for all of us. Because, you know, we have all, every single one of us, driven down that windy country road through the hills and dales, beyond the reach of any cellular network, and begun to wonder, what would happen? Am I okay? Is this a time, this is not a time when I want my car or my bike or something or my person to fail. This is important. And so this partnership is about imagining a different future. Imagining a future where if you have a clear view of the sky, you are connected on your mobile phone. Because this is a technology partnership about dedicating T-Mobile's, a slice of T-Mobile's mid-band PCS spectrum to be integrated into Starlink satellites launched next year so that our vision becomes that you can connect with your existing phone. That is incredible. Because it's a lot like putting a cellular tower in the sky, just a lot harder. And that's why we're here with the world experts at SpaceX. Because we're using a piece of spectrum that your phone already knows. It's a piece of spectrum your phone already knows how to connect to. In fact, the vast majority of phones out there, our aspiration is for them to work right out of the gate with this. And so this is something that begins next year. We will enter beta, we believe, as soon as late next year with messaging, MMS, and even messaging apps so that you can, with your existing phone, beyond the reach of any cellular network, be connected. And beyond that, we'll keep going. We're going to go after data, we're going to go after voice, and we're going to connect people all across this country, in the lower 48, in vast parts of Alaska, in Hawaii, in Puerto Rico, in territorial waters, and even vast parts of the world's oceans. Does that sound good to you? And it's also something that we'd like to work in all the territories of foreign nations as well. And so this is, in addition to something we're doing in the country, a call to carriers worldwide. Tonight's announcement is an offer for reciprocal roaming with carriers worldwide. If they would like to do something similar to what we're doing with mid-band spectrum dedicated to SpaceX's Starlink constellation, we will be able to offer reciprocal roaming to them so that when those people come and visit the United States and go off the grid into the national parks, they'll be connected too. And likewise, when American citizens travel to those countries, they'll be connected. Our vision and our dream is ubiquitous global connectivity. Now, at T-Mobile, we're the Un-carrier. So while we're not here to announce a product tonight, it's a technology alliance, I have to foreshadow for you that I would expect the pricing for this service to be the Un-carrier's favorite price. The price that we've made famous, which is that we expect on our most popular plans for this service to be included for free. And there is no company in the world I would want to trust with a vision this big to partner with us, to aspire, to dream these dreams, than the most sophisticated and advanced space organization in the world and its leader, SpaceX and Elon Musk. So please welcome Elon to the stage.
Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Hey guys. So, welcome to Starbase. It's something that we really want to emphasize, because I think there might be some confusion out there, is that this is the Starlink second generation satellites will be able to broadcast direct to cell phones. So the cell phones you're holding up there, it will be able to transmit directly to your cell or mobile phone. So now this won't have the kind of bandwidth that a Starlink terminal would have, but it will enable texting. It will enable images, and if there aren't too many people in the cell zone, you could even potentially have a little bit of video. So the important thing about this is that it means there's no dead zones anywhere in the world for your cell phone. And we're incredibly excited to do this with T-Mobile. It's really great to do this. So we do want to work with other partners in other parts of the world, and really enable this as a function anywhere. And we've all read about somebody who's, say, been hiking and got lost, and perhaps died of thirst or exposure, or someone that got stuck in a blizzard and froze to death. You could conceivably get stranded on a desert island and be talking to a basketball. But now you can call for help. The thing that I think is really profound about what we're announcing today is that it will save lives. And we will no longer read about these tragedies that happened where people got lost, and if only they could have called for help, they'd be okay. So I think what we're doing here is profound. It's going to massively improve people's convenience, and it's going to save lives. So. It's incredible, yeah. And the way we're doing this is with really quite big antenna. So people might be wondering what technology is necessary to make this work. In order to make this work, you actually have to have, as you might expect, very big ears. So big antennas on the satellites and powerful antennas, and you need a lot of satellites. But that's kind of what we have with the Starlink Gen 2 satellites. So it's sort of a perfect addition to the Starlink satellites. Like I said, we're incredibly excited to be pioneering this revolutionary new technology with T-Mobile. So So if people might be wondering, you know, what do I need to do to make it work? Well, you don't need to sort of point it at the sky and like follow the satellite or anything like that. We're confident that it will be able to work if it's in your pocket or if you're in your car. Certainly, if you're walking outside or if you just pull your cell phone out, it'll work great. But we think even in your pocket and in your car, it'll work well. And we think probably up to 2 to 4 megabits per cell zone. So that's thousands of voice calls and millions of text messages. So, I think this is a really a massive game changer. I hope that I'm being maybe a little repetitive on some of these things because I sometimes wonder, like, is the profundity of what we're saying actually gonna, because, you know, will the public understand this? Hello, public. because those in the audience from T-Mobile and SpaceX obviously understand what we're talking about. Is really a really big announcement, but I hope the public understands the magnitude of the announcement as well. It's in a nutshell, it's no more dead zones, and that's what it comes down to. So. So. Do you want to answer this?
Should we take some questions?
Yeah.
All right. So first question that came in advance from somebody in the press was, do I need a special T-Mobile plan? And, you know, as I said in my remarks, we're not here to announce the product yet, but my vision for this is that on our most popular plans, we're just going to go ahead and include this. And, you know, we feel like that's what the Un-carrier does. That's important. Now, there may be low-cost plans that don't include it, and there our aspiration is to charge a monthly service fee that will be far less than the monthly service fees charged by today's satellite connectivity services. But for the most popular plans at T-Mobile, our vision is to just go ahead and include it for free, just like we did with the global connectivity for our cellular roaming partners all around the world.
So do Starlink satellites have to be reprogrammed to communicate using T-Mobile's radio band? Actually, we need to do more than simply reprogram the satellites. We are constructing special antenna. Like I said, they're actually very big antenna that are also extremely advanced. They're the most advanced phased array antennas in the world, we think. And it has to be the antennas have to be extremely advanced because they've got to pick up a very quiet signal from your cell phone. And you can imagine if that's like cell phone that signal's got to travel 500 miles. And then be caught by a satellite that's traveling 17,000 miles an hour, and the satellite's got to compensate for the Doppler effect of moving so fast. So this is really quite a difficult technical challenge, but we have it working in the lab, and we're confident this will work in the field. So it's actually quite a lot of extra hardware on the satellites, and it's also a lot of software. Yes, it's a hard problem. That's why it's not been solved before.
So the question is the invitation for all carriers across the world or just the U.S. to start? One of the beautiful things about satellites is that they orbit the Earth. And so, you know, our mutual view was the more companies around the world we can get signed up for this, the way T-Mobile is signing up for it tonight, the better. Because and what we're offering is reciprocal roaming so that our spectrum, which will be transmitted by the satellites all around the United States, including territorial waters, vast portions of Alaska, Hawaii, Puerto Rico, big swaths of the ocean potentially, will be available to visitors in the United States that have carriers all over the world. And our view is that the best way to do this would be to ask them to also participate, find a piece of mid-band spectrum in their country from their carrier that they can dedicate to this in partnership with SpaceX, and then our customers would benefit from the same thing when our customers visit their country. And that's one way this could roll out. And so tonight's message is a call to those carriers to get involved and join the party.
So this is an open invitation to carriers around the world. Please get in touch with us, and we'd love to partner with you and enable this globally. So, yeah.
Next question right in front of us. Will Starlink handle any of T-Mobile's backhaul transport? Well, we're open to that, and we're partners now. So, you know,
yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah, and, you know, it's I'm a Starlink customer, so I use the Starlink service right now. And it has blown my mind. I mean, it's an amazing service with massive capacity and speed and, in my experience, fantastic reliability. And so, you know, I do think there's an opportunity as we reach further and further into certain rural areas to make that the way we reach people with full voice data and messaging services. And so, you know, certainly we're open to that. Yeah, you want to do, okay. Does participating messaging apps mean iPhone users on this Starlink connection will be on iMessage as usual and Android users will be on RCS? You know, we just announced this moments ago, we haven't actually begun working with other companies as to how they will integrate with us. But the reason we said select messaging apps is because it's a bit of a technical problem that we need help from the partner with in order to separate messaging traffic from all other data traffic. We've done this before with prior initiatives at T-Mobile. We know how to do it, but sometimes we need a little bit of involvement from partners. We also need to make sure that they're working with us in a payload-aware way. And so our opportunity over this next few months is to open up a program and invite messaging apps to participate such that they are reaching our network in a way that our network can see and separate the messaging traffic and make it available to participate in this service right out of the gate. So that's the vision. And our partners in the internet have worked with us before. Years ago, we did Music Freedom, and we were the first company to allow you to stream all your music free at T-Mobile back when you sold data by the data bucket. And we've been through this journey before, and that's basically how it'll work.
Yeah, I think an important thing, though, is that you will not need to get a new phone. The phone you currently have will work. So, yeah. So some audience questions?
Yeah, hey guys. Thanks for doing this. Question for Elon. Eric Berger from Ars Technica. You said the Gen 2 antennas are very big. Can you talk about how big those are? Sort of.
So big.
but I mean, you know, NASA has had some issues with another company's antennas because they were really big. So I'm just trying to get a sense of like how big they are, and then like how many of these can actually fit in the Falcon 9 payload fairing? Because you've been talking about launching that in addition to Starship. So thanks.
So. We think like the service will be primarily a Starlink V2 satellite. The Starlink V2 is the main body of the satellite is about 7 meters long, so call it maybe 40% longer than an SUV. And then the antennas that we're talking about here would be supplemental to the Ku and Ka antennas that we're currently using on Starlink 1. And to the laser links. So the Starlink 2 satellites, we intend to have KAKU, improved KAKU, and obviously the laser links. And then in addition, we would fold out the sort of cell spectrum antenna that would be also quite large, so on the order of 5 or 6 meters on a side. So. Roughly 25 square meters.
And then can you get those in the Falcon 9 payload fairing?
The Starlink V2 is meant for Starship. We might, yeah, it's meant for Starship, like those things. So the Starlink V2 satellites are very large and too big to fit in a Falcon 9, but the We are actually looking at an interim solution, which is like a sort of Starlink V2 mini that would maybe launch if the Starship program is delayed longer than expected. We'd launch a smaller Starlink V2 kind of mini that would fit on a Falcon 9.
Thank you.
I almost tripped. Andrew Clifford. It's nice to be here. Thanks for putting this on. I'm with TLPN Network and the Launchpad official. So I guess the first question, I just have like a question about the technical difficulties that you ran into getting up to this point and actually being able to decide that this was worth pursuing. Like, what was the hardest technical hurdle to get past? Before beta, is there going to be an opportunity for like emergency services or anybody to kind of get their hands in on this to see how well it works?
As soon as we have the satellites in orbit, we will try to enable them to connect to cell phones for emergency services. So you actually don't need, unlike a real-time connection, you don't need to have the full constellation of satellites active in order to transmit text messages or email, for that matter. So any kind of asynchronous communication will work even if it's only one satellite. Now, of course, we are constrained by regulatory approval. But from a technical standpoint, it should work even when there's only a handful of satellites in orbit, because of the asynchronous nature of text messaging and email. You might just have to wait, a half an hour maybe, for the thing to go through, but it should still work from the early on.
Awesome. Thank you.
Hey, Elon. Luis Balderas with Lab Padre Media. Good to see you again.
I see you.
Had a couple of off-topic questions, but I'm going to skip those.
Yeah, we got to stay on topic, otherwise.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
So, with this new technology, will this eliminate international plans? And you talked about download speeds. What about upload speeds?
Yeah, but this will not. I do want to. This is an amazing thing that we're unveiling, but I do want to make sure that it's understood in the right context. The size of the cell that it will be quite large compared to the space-based cell system. The area of the cell will be large compared to a terrestrial system. So this is really meant for places that don't have cell tower connectivity. Although it's like maybe 2 to 4 megabits, capability. That's what the capability is for the entire cell. So if you've got, we're talking about like 1 to 2,000 voice calls per cell, but that cell is going to be quite large. It's not a substitute for ground cell stations, because ground cell stations, especially in urban and suburban areas, will definitely be superior to what we're talking about here. This is really meant to provide basic coverage to areas that are currently completely dead.
Thank you.
Good evening. Christian Von Pricing with KRGV here in Westlaco, a local affiliate. I wanted to ask about situations that we have here in the Rio Grande Valley and in South Texas. The winter freeze, hurricane, big floods, situations where we kind of run out of bandwidth, we start losing cellular connectivity. It affects everyday people, it affects the first responders. So with what you were talking about earlier, is it going to help assist with that situation?
Yeah, I mean, I can jump in. It's one of the big benefits of this is redundancy. And one of the big priorities of our industry, and I know of the FCC who regulates us, is redundancy. And one of the things about starting next year with messaging, as opposed to trying to plunge right into voice and data right away, is that with messaging, we should be able to handle a lot of messages, many, many thousands of messages that can be sent. And so when you do have outages that happen through natural disasters or otherwise, there's an opportunity for people at scale to be connected in real time. And Elon was saying there could be a lag at first, but he's talking about before we reach commercial service, right? So eventually, as we hit commercial service and even beta, this is real-time messaging where you send a message, you get an answer. You know, you're connected. And by limiting it to messaging in the early going, it allows us to address use cases like that, complete redundancy to cellular networks, which are subject to the weather because they're here on planet Earth.
Yeah, but this really is a big deal. It's a great question to ask because, yeah, even if an entire region or country was lost connectivity because of a severe, you know, hurricane or floods or fires or, you know, tornadoes, earthquakes. There's so many natural disasters, obviously. You would actually still have, even if all the cell towers were taken out, your phone would still work.
Thank you.
Hi, it's Evelyn Arevalo for Tasmanian.com. How many Starlink users can a single Starlink satellite support?
So in this context for this application, we're talking about roughly 2 to 4 megabits per cell zone. So it depends on how many people are in that cell zone. You divide that bandwidth by the number of people in the cell zone and how and who are using it simultaneously. So since a voice call is about 2 kilobits, that's 1 to 2,000 simultaneous voice calls. There's hundreds of thousands of text messages that could be sent depending on the length of the text message.
Thank you.
We have some coming in while you're coming to the stage. We have some coming in from online at Isaac Swede. How will the phones connect to Starlink? Any special hardware required? I think Elon got at this a little bit. One of the beauties of this approach is that we are using existing T-Mobile mid-band PCS spectrum. Some of the most tried and true spectrum there is. And we own it nationwide. It's one of the pieces that we own contiguous on every single corner of the country. So that allows us to then dedicate that, working together, to the constellation that Starlink operates so that we are seeing those satellites from every corner of the country. You know, as we said in the remarks, if you have a clear view of the sky, our vision is you're connected. And so your phone doesn't really know. You know, your phone doesn't know it's connecting to space. It will scan for its home network. It'll scan for terrestrial roaming partners as well. And if it fails to see those things, it will scan again, and it will connect to the authorized connection from the satellite. And it'll think it's connected to a cell tower because that phone is using industry standard technology communication protocols, and it has the spectrum already built in. At least the vast majority of phones in circulation today do.
It's designed to just fully emulate a cell tower, and it has to do. There's quite a bit of complex hardware and software in that because it is moving so fast. They're traveling overhead at 17,000 miles an hour. Normally, a cell phone tower does not travel at 17,000 miles an hour. So the phone's like so. We actually have to adjust the signal to account for something called the Doppler effect, which is sort of a increase in frequency as you comes towards you and a decrease as it goes away. It works. it's complicated, but it works and no extra hardware is needed.
Yeah, hey, Paul Michaels with Ocean Camera Space Corp. Your both companies are going to work together, kind of contribute different infrastructure together to build a bigger network and stuff. How do you see this maybe going further into the solar system, maybe future partnership there?
Well, we'd love to have T-Mobile on Mars.
There you go.
That might be the last question, perhaps? Okay, thanks everyone, we look forward to providing you with this great service and working together with T-Mobile to bring it to you. So, yeah.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications at TryLifeMD.com? We're now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
It's fun to put on jeans that you couldn't get into 6 months ago.
Every morning, I look forward to getting on the scale.
For anybody who's struggling with their weight, it's a godsend.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.